Welcome and thank you for standing by. At this time, all participants are in a listen-only mode. During the question and answer session, please press star one on your touch-tone phone. Today's conference is being recorded. If you have any objections, you may disconnect at this time. Now I will turn the meeting over to your FDA moderator, Ms. Julie Zavicza. Ma'am, you may begin.
Thank you, Gwenny. Ladies and gentlemen, good morning. I'm Julie Zavicza, the Assistant Commissioner for Public Affairs, and I'd like to welcome you to this briefing. We're very pleased that you could join us this morning. And today you're going to hear from the FDA Commissioner for Food and Drugs, Andrew von Eschenbach. He'll be speaking on his meeting with the Chinese Minister of Health, Minister Chen, and you'll also be hearing from Dr. Murray Lumpkin, FDA's Deputy Commissioner for International and Special Programs. Both of our speakers today are actually in China and have just concluded a series of meetings with the Chinese authorities. And so we'll hear from them, and then we'll take your questions during a brief question and answer format. At this time, I'd like to turn it over to Dr. von Eschenbach.
Good evening, or I should say good morning, and hello from Shanghai. I want to thank you all for joining us on this conference call. I know you're all very interested about FDA's efforts to assure the quality and safety of the food and drugs and medical devices that we import and regulate. And I wanted to take the opportunity to give you a firsthand report on my visit over the past few days here in China. As you all are aware, next to Canada and Mexico, China is the largest exporter of goods to the United States. And we have, from a very historical perspective, recently been concerned about the safety of imported products. One of the lessons I think we learned from the melamine experience is that we could not simply continue to depend on expanding or increasing in numbers our old system of inspections and be able to keep pace with the radical changes that were occurring in the world around us. And so because of the fact that the world had changed, we needed to begin to reassess and rethink our strategy for continuing to assure the quality and safety of the drugs and medical devices and the food that we were importing. And then we also realized that we couldn't do that in a vacuum, but we needed to be strategically thinking about the future in context of our partnerships, both our partnerships within the United States, within the government, with other agencies like USDA and Homeland Security and others, as well as relationships with the private sector. And we also needed to be doing that not just domestically, but also with regard to our partners abroad. We've been continuously working on this effort and have developed our food protection plan that is in the process of being finalized for dissemination. And as you're well aware, in the context and process of doing that, we became involved and have been playing a very major role in the development of the President's Commission on Import Safety. And one of the processes that resulted from that effort was early on, Secretary Leavitt and I began to have meetings with the officials of the Chinese government to begin to look at opportunities and ways in which we could collaborate and cooperate to address the quality and safety of our imports. And a great deal has been done up to this point in time, and a great deal of work is continuing to be in progress. Most importantly, very recently, teams of people from the U.S. FDA have been here in China, in Beijing, meeting with our respective counterparts in State Food and Drug Administration, and then also with their AQSIQ, which is their agency that is responsible for exports. That is being done in the context of the development of memoranda of agreements that will forge a formal relationship between our two governments and setting a foundation in place where we will begin to continuously address opportunities to continue to improve the safety and the quality of the products that are being imported and exported. My visit here in Shanghai has had a number of facets to it, one of which is I've been engaged in direct interactions with the Minister of Health of China, Minister Chen Zhu, who has just celebrated his first 100 days as the Minister of Health in China. And I would point out to you that he is a physician and a scientist as well, who's been very deeply immersed in both the development of biomedical research and biotechnologies and the importance of science and technology, but doing it from the perspective of how that can be applied to public health. And he's deeply engaged in these issues of public health and improving health care for the citizens of China and also of the world. In addition to my interactions with him, we've had direct conversations and conferences with the Deputy Commissioner of the State Food and Drug Administration, Commissioner Xu, and today met with the Vice Minister of AQSIQ, and tomorrow I will be meeting with the Commissioner of the Chinese State Food and Drug Administration. These discussions have been extremely fruitful and rewarding on a number of fronts. One, there has been a clear opportunity for us to establish a dialogue and a rapport with our counterparts and really solidify a commitment to collaboration and partnership. It is clear to us in our conversations, both Deputy Commissioner Lumpkin and myself, that the Chinese government is committed to the same issues that we are. They recognize, for example, in our conversation today, that food safety is one of their top priorities, and it is a major focus for them as it relates to public health. And they are as concerned about confidence in the quality and safety of food and drugs as we are in the United States. And their systems are relatively new compared to ours, and yet at the same time, they have made an enormous amount of progress as it relates to their development of infrastructure, but they are anxious to work collaboratively with us and to share and exchange knowledge and information. And so we have committed to continuing the effort to finalize the memoranda of agreement, both with AQSIQ and with SFDA. Both of those Chinese agencies will have a contingent of people coming to the United States, to Washington, to meet with members of the Food and Drug Administration later this month to finalize many of the details that are going to be completed on those memoranda, and we expect that they will be finalized and ready for signatures to occur in December when Secretary Leavitt comes to Beijing for the next session of the Strategic Economic Dialogue. We are looking at those memoranda as a foundation upon which to build an ongoing relationship around product safety of food and drugs and devices. We are looking at opportunities to collaborate in helping to build capacity to develop systems for information sharing and to be able to create opportunities to really learn and understand from each other and our approaches to the importance of assuring the quality of these products. One of the very interesting aspects of this trip for me, in addition to the intensive meetings and discussions, was I had the opportunity this afternoon to visit the port of Shanghai. Shanghai's port, by tonnage, is the busiest and most active in the world. And like I had the opportunity with Secretary Leavitt to visit ports in the United States and look at our processes and mechanisms for identification of products, inspections, et cetera. We had the same opportunity to do that here in Shanghai and witnessed their import inspection process. It happened to be that they were particularly evaluating a shipment of Tyson's chicken legs, which were being imported from the United States into China for consumption here. And so it's been a very important and very interesting opportunity for us. And I wanted to share that with you because I know you have been concerned and interested in what our progress has been like. And I recognize that we have a process that's in place, and we're looking forward to completing that process as rapidly and as efficiently as possible, but certainly want to do that in a thoughtful and deliberative way. And these kinds of interactions and opportunities, I think, are an important part of that. I'm going to turn the conversation over to Deputy Commissioner Lumpkin to add a few specific points, and then we're going to look forward to taking your questions.
Thank you, Commissioner. I think the Commissioner has outlined very well today the things that we've been doing the last several days here in Shanghai. And I think, as he mentioned, I just want to reiterate that our preference is obviously not to have to catch problems in the products for which the U.S. FDA is responsible at our borders, but rather to prevent them at the source of their manufacture. And I think we, as all of you there, realize that in this new 21st century, the reality of the marketplace is that many, if not most, of the products that we oversee are now international commodities, and their source is often a place outside the United States. So that's really why we have come here and why so many of our colleagues at HHS and at USFDA have been working so hard over the last several months to figure out how to develop best practices with our counterpart agencies here in China and with many other parts of the world, because I think what we're trying to figure out is how we can best leverage their knowledge of their own country, of their own manufacturing, of their own transport sources, and of their own resources to do inspections and to assure compliance with certain standards. And they likewise are very interested in how they can work with us, learn from our experience, learn from what we do and our knowledge, and how they can leverage our resources. I think they're very interested, as the Commissioner said, in knowing for sure that the products that they import, the products that they manufacture, are indeed safe, good products for their people. And I know we, as Americans, are all interested in knowing for sure that no matter where the products we purchased in the United States actually originated, they indeed are going to do the job they say they're going to do, and that they indeed are safe. And that really is the mission why we've been over here, why our counterparts have been over here, and what we hope these memoranda will help us do into the future. Thanks, and Julie, I think we'll turn it back over to you now.
Dr. Lumpkin, thank you, and thank you, Mr. Commissioner, for those remarks. Operator, let's go ahead and open up the lines. Ladies and gentlemen, we have a large number of people on the phone today, all of whom or many of whom would like to ask a question. So please limit yourself to one question, and if you must have a follow-up, it needs to be very quick, okay? Thanks a lot. Let's open it up.
Thank you. At this time, if you would like to ask a question, please press star 1. Please record your first and last name when prompted. To withdraw your request, press star 2. Once again, to ask a question, please press star 1. One moment, please, for your first question. Your first question comes from Ricardo Alonso Zaldivar of LA Times. You may ask your question.
Good evening, and thanks for taking my question. There was a hearing at the House Energy and Commerce Committee yesterday where they looked at Hong Kong and Japan as possible models for the U.S. in dealing with China, and particularly Japan. And I gather that a couple of the elements of their system are that they deal with a fixed list of suppliers in China, and also that they inspect a great deal more than we do. Are you looking at those elements going forward for the USA?
Yeah, that's a very important part of what I believe our discussions and our strategic thought processes have to encompass. Where are there other systems in place that we can either emulate, or there may be parts or pieces of those systems that would be appropriate to adapt? We don't simply want to adapt someone else's system. We want to work collaboratively with our partners and define system that's going to be appropriate to the United States. And obviously, that's going to take into account a number of variables. Some of those systems that are in place would be appropriate for us to incorporate. Some others may not. But we want to tailor those according to what our strategy is. We're looking at this across the continuum of prevention, intervention, and response. The intervention piece, the inspection piece, is just one part of that strategy. We not only want to increase the number of inspections, but we want to also focus those inspections more appropriately by having better tools to predict risk and to target where those inspections should be. We also want to enhance the technologies that we're using in those inspections. For example, product identification through RFID, or using technology to allow us to do analysis, laboratory-like analysis, on-site rather than have to send specimens back to reference laboratories. So all of those parts and pieces have to be considered rather than just simply adopting someone else's mechanism like Hong Kong or Japan.
Thank you.
Next question, please.
Your next question comes from Brian Hartman of ABC News. You may ask your question.
Hi. Also on the congressional findings over there, they seem to come back, the investigators came back from China with being very troubled, saying that they were alarmed by what they found over there. And were they looking at the same things that you were, and they're just seeing a glass half full and you're seeing it from another perspective? Or did you find things there that were troubling? Are you briefed on the House investigators' findings?
We've been briefed on the House investigators' findings. I cannot specifically say that we've visited the same sites or places that they did, or spoke to the same people that they did on this particular trip. As I indicated, however, I want to point out the fact that we've had multiple people from the U.S. Food and Drug Administration visiting China, engaged in conversations and discussions. Just earlier in the week, we had members of the U.S. FDA that were here with other government representatives who were actually engaged in on-site activities at the port here in Shanghai. So I've been dealing primarily at the level of ministers as opposed to going around and doing a lot of the grassroots inspections. So I can't say I've looked at the same things they've looked at. I think what the real point of the conversation is that we recognize that both in the United States and here in China, that the fact that the world is radically changing around us, the fact that our systems are different, presents a unique and different challenges. China's trying to address some of those challenges internally as they look at the number of producers that they have in agriculture. And we are looking at the problem as it relates to how we can put better systems in place. We're working collaboratively with them at the outset. We can make sure that we're building quality in at the outset and preventing some of the kind of problems from occurring rather than just depending on inspections to to inspect the problems out. We'd rather build quality in. So I don't know that it's seeing the glass half full or half empty. I think we see both the challenges but also the opportunities, and I tend to want to focus on how we can seize upon those opportunities and essentially by doing so eliminate the challenges.
Let's go to the next question. And I just want to remind everyone that this availability is for credentialed media. We have other folks listening, but I would ask that the questions come just from credentialed media. Thank you.
Your next question comes from Jennifer Corbett of Dow Jones. You may ask your question.
Yeah, hi. I just had a question. You mentioned a memorandum of understanding that you hope to finalize.
Memorandum of agreement, an MOA.
And what would that do? Would that give a power to inspect China, or?
Well, the memorandum of agreement has a number of articles in it in which these bilateral discussions have been ongoing in looking at ways that we could create opportunities and initiatives to work together collaboratively that would enable us to begin to assure and ascertain that we were creating systems that were going to accomplish what we are intending and expecting, namely the assurance of the quality and the safety of the products that are being imported. Now I'll let Mac Lumpkin speak to some of the specifics of how those memoranda of agreements are being developed and what they're focusing on.
Thank you. In developing these memoranda of agreement, I think what we're trying to do here is to come to agreement with our Chinese colleagues, both at the State Food and Drug Administration and at AQSIQ, on how we can work best together to help assure from our perspective that the products that we import in the foods world and feed world and the medical products world are indeed products that reach the standards that we and the American people want. We've tried to do this by looking at the information that needs to be shared, how that information can best be shared, how we can help each other build capacity in areas where we think the other has capacity that we could use and would be of assistance to us in assuring the quality of these products. We're also trying to look from a risk-based perspective at those products that we know historically have been most troubling and how we can focus and leverage the resources that exist here and those that exist at our borders to best address some of those problems. The details are what we are still negotiating at this point in time. As the commissioner said, one of the outcomes of our meetings over here in the past few days is that we got agreement on when the next series of negotiations that we hope will be the final ones that will dot all of the I's and cross all of the T's. Those will be taking place in Washington. All the previous discussions have taken place here for the most part in China. There have been some negotiations in Washington, but most of them have been here. The next round will indeed be in Washington. And hopefully, as we're coming into early December, the Secretary will have the final documents to announce when he is here in, well, here in China, but in Beijing in the early part of December. But those are the basic areas that we're focusing on, information sharing, capacity building, technical assistance, and focusing on leveraging the information and resources that we have on a risk-based approach to the products that have given us the most problems in the past.
Thank you. Let's go to the next question.
Your next question comes from Luis Sanchez of Associated Press. You may ask your question. Sir, your line is open at this time. Please check your mute button.
Let's go to the next caller.
Your next question comes from Frank Botita of Washington Post. You may ask your question.
Hello, can you hear me?
Yes, we can hear you now. Thank you.
Oh, okay, you've got it wrong. This is Rick Weiss at the Washington Post.
Sorry about that, Rick.
Okay.
I
was wondering who Frank was. Two things. I mean, one, I have to say that I still have basically no idea what is going to be in these memoranda to tell us things like you're trying to create opportunities and initiatives to work together collaboratively to entertain systems to accomplish what we are expecting. Doesn't really have anything in it that I can tell my readers about what's going to happen here. So I'd love to get more details from you. Perhaps as a separate question, I'm wondering how, if at all, you're working with USDA, because to the extent that we're talking about meat, am I right, imports of meat that could come from China, am I right that that would be USDA's jurisdiction? Because I'm wondering specifically whether these talks have dealt at all with China's ongoing interest in exporting chicken to us.
No, they have not dealt with that, and you're correct, Rick, that that would be a USDA issue. Let me come back to your first point. I respect the fact that you're anxious to know the details, and we're anxious to share those details with you. What we want to share with you right now and make you aware of is that we have been working actively, aggressively, and intensively to define those details, to work through an understanding and an agreement with our counterparts here in China to create a system where we believe we can reach beyond our borders and work actively and proactively to be able to assure the quality of those products before they even come to our borders. And we expect this progress in defining the details is going to continue over the next few weeks. And then when that memorandum of agreement is finalized and signed, then the specific details I'm going to be very anxious to share with you. But in the meantime, all I hope to share with you is so that you don't think we're not actively addressing this issue, is to share with you the things we are doing to try to really address the issue directly.
Thank you, Mr. Commissioner. Next question.
Your last question comes from Justin Blum of Bloomberg News. You may ask your question.
I guess you are our last caller, Justin. Justin, are you still there?
Justin, please check your mute button. Thank you.
Do we have anyone else that's waiting in the queue? Okay, then at this time, I'd like to ask the commissioner if he would like to make some closing remarks before we close this up.
Well, just that I think I'd like to pick up on Rick Weiss's important question. There are many important details that we are in the process of defining, and I think it's important to realize that we're engaged in a process. And this is a process that we're intending to be very deliberative, very thoughtful, very strategic, but also very aggressive with regard to our effort and to our timetable. We respect and appreciate the urgency of this issue, but I'm enough of a surgeon to recognize that it's important to do surgery efficiently and rapidly, but it's even more important to do it correctly. We're working very aggressively to do this both rapidly, efficiently, and correctly, and want to continue to keep you all aware of the effort and the progress that we're engaged in. And I really appreciate you taking the time and trouble to get on the phone and listen to a little bit about what we've been doing here in China. And I want to thank you for that.
I'd like to thank Dr. von Eschenbach and Dr. Lumpkin for joining us from China. I know it's late there. And I'd like to thank all of you, ladies and gentlemen. This concludes our media availability this morning or this evening, depending on where you are. And if you would like to listen to the replay, we'll have that available for this call in about an hour. And we should have sent out a press release by now, and if we haven't, it will be going momentarily. We also will have a transcript of the call available in about 48 hours, so you can download that, and also some nice photos of the commissioner's trip or on our website. Last thing is we have an audio file. You also should be able to download that for your use. And if you have any follow-up questions, please call the press office at 301-827-6242. That's it for today, and I'd like to wish you all a very pleasant day.